The Lord bless you, dear heart dwellers. May we always be faithful to keep our lives pure from compromise when the Lord gives us gifts. And that's what this message is about. It's about the restoration of a soul that was called by God and mixed their calling with agreements with the enemy. And now they're coming back, returning sincerely, and they want to break all ties with the enemy. A great repentance has taken place, and the Lord wants to restore their souls. He's long-suffering and patient with us. He loves us to distraction. And when we've been given a call and out of weakness compromise that call with the devil, he separates himself from us and waits. He allows the devils to sift the soul until they're ready to repent. It may take a few days, a few weeks, or in this case, a few months. Sadly, it may never happen and the soul is lost. But the Lord is restoring the soul in hopes that he can trust it with gifts of healing, gifts of prophecy, and tongues. The scripture says that the gifts are without repentance. But what happens when a soul makes an agreement with a demonic? Lord, would you please explain this to me? Claire, when I give a gift, it is forever. But what a person does with that gift can utterly render it useless. I had a vivid picture at that point. As he was speaking, I saw a picture of a large flat object wrapped in silver paper with a ribbon and had been dropped in the mud and trampled by the pigs. Jesus continued, "Indeed, the gift becomes useless. In time, if the soul does not repent, I give it to another who will use it. I didn't take the gift, they cast it to the pigs. So I recover it and give it to one more worthy who will cherish it." In this moment, we're working on the restoration of a soul who was offered a great gift, but compromised its purity by consorting with demons. So the very first step is repentance. And what I have given are the steps to be taken by anyone who has such a fall. I wish for you to share these because they will be useful to your audience. Well, heart dwellers, here are the steps we must take when we compromise with the devil. The Lord began, "First of all, they must be sincere. No matter how accomplished and powerful they thought they were, they must be stripped of this before I can use them. They may have seen themselves with a grandiose ministry and looked upon you as a poor, deceived nobody. This whole attitude is obnoxious to me and must go before anything else." So they come to that minister in abject poverty and totally broken, acknowledging their sin. In this condition, they renounce their ties and they are forgiven. Then begins the reconstruction. You see, this is no hotshot event. It's simple, plain, contrition and restoration, forgiveness and a sincere purpose of amendment. In the future, the soul must not ever lift themselves above others, or they will create a wall between us. They are not allowed to give prophetic words. They are in no position to counsel anyone, let alone a leader. They must return to the bottom of the barrel, barely able to see enough to put one foot in front of the other. They are not permitted to go off in prophecy over anyone. It will most certainly be error. They have a long way to go before they can be trusted with any ministry. What is good for them now is to set food and necessities before the poor. This is safe for them. If they can maintain an authentic heart attitude that they could be on the streets tomorrow and they are not one whit more valuable than those they are feeding, they will pass through this phase. They may pray for the poor with a mind that is aware that they could be sitting beside the poor in their need tomorrow. But they are not to give out words, not yet. That time will come if they are faithful. But they mustn't step out in that direction yet. It isn't safe for them and will lead to embarrassment, failure, and defeat. I will tell you if and when they are to be restored. For now, the safest place for them is to maintain their sanity by simple acts of charity. The rest will come in time, if they are faithful. There's a very powerful drive in some to direct, control, and stand over others. This must be completely conquered, or they will be of no use to me. All holy talk about what they have seen or what they've done must be left behind. This is bragging. It not only opens them up to a major fall, but discourages others who cannot attain to such feats. And it defeats their purpose in serving me, which is to build up others, not cast them down beneath their feet. They are not to lord over and display their spiritual acts. Rather, they are to be kept with me alone. They are to serve the poorest, taking care of their necessities, listening to their hearts, praying very simply for them, and not looking beyond the present moment, but serving fully from the heart in the present moment. No ambition but to love. If they attempt to go in any other direction at this time, or take up any form of ambition, they will fall again and again and again. Ambition must be renounced. And in its stead, faithfulness, littleness, humility. Rather than wearing out the trail around the mountain in the wilderness, if they're willing, I will bring them out of the wilderness if they follow this path. They must abandon that desire to have superior knowledge or understanding and make themselves lowly and humble, of no repute, just as my mother did. She always stood in the background and never drew attention to herself, though she had every right to be honored. She patiently put up with those who accused her of adultery. If they are faithful to do this, I have a wonderful ministry for them, but they must go much, much deeper before I can reveal it. Much, much deeper. Not the kind of depth you talk about to others. The kind of depth you're embarrassed to discuss with others, because you know yourself so thoroughly that you are no one and nothing, from nowhere, going nowhere, living only to love from moment to moment and completely unworthy of any spiritual gift. There are a great deal of manipulative techniques some have learned and acquired in the world and from childhood that they must renounce and refuse to employ. I cannot use a soul with duplicity of motive. Their only motive must be to love and adore me, and their brother and sister, each day in whatever form they come to them. They are to use their great intellect to unravel the strands of manipulation, maneuvering, and posturing they have employed all their lives, until they find that so repulsive, they refuse to go there. Some have great intelligence, but are using it the wrong way. To discover the truth about their ways and to crucify them is the right way. I am not being harsh, my love. I'm being very straightforward because I wish to restore what some should have. So you will do me a great kindness to present these requests to your audience. And that was the end of his message. I have shared a few parables with you, heart dwellers, like the gold miner parable that pertained to someone in this state. And now it seems there will be healing for that soul that was killed when the tunnel collapsed. Heart dwellers, I want to thank you for your prayers. I could not do this job without them. We have so many who without any cause are against us. But God is for us, so who can be against us in the long run? Please remember us in your prayers, though, and especially pray for our resource to be steady through the summer, because many go on vacation and totally forget us, which can be rough on our staff and the little poor ones in towels we're constantly taking care of with medicine, electricity, food, and clothing. As I've stated before, we take care of our staff with what comes in because they work very hard on putting books and CDs together, as well as our Heart Dwellers website. Whatever is left over is distributed to the poor. So thank you so very much for being faithful. Truly, the Lord reigns over this ministry and provides for it through kind hearts. The Lord has told me many times also that anyone who gives a cool cup of water to a ministry will share in the fruit of that ministry in heaven. So all of you will be rewarded for your kindness. Though you don't give the messages, you will be rewarded as if you did because of your prayers and offerings. We live to love you each day. Thank you so much for listening. And the Lord bless you with an ever-expanding love for Him. Amen.